Bishop Kevin Rhodes is the bishop of the Catholic Diocese of Harrisburg. He served as a pastor in that diocese and as rector of Mount St. Mary's Seminary in Emmitsburg, Maryland, before being appointed the ninth bishop of Harrisburg in December of 2004. Bishop Rhodes will be the keynote speaker at the Diocese of Wilmington's Catechetical Congress being held this Saturday at the Chase Center on the riverfront in Wilmington. And it is my honor and privilege to welcome Bishop Kevin Rhodes to Catholic Forum. Good morning, Bishop.
Good morning, Bob. It's a pleasure to be with you.
Thanks so much for taking time out of your schedule to be with us today. You're going to be giving the keynote address at our Catechetical Congress coming up this Saturday, and we're going to ask you to give us a little bit of a preview of your address a little bit later on. But first, tell us about how you define catechesis, and what do you see as the major challenges facing catechesis in our church today?
Catechesis is one of the most important aspects of the church's mission and ministry in the world. Really coming from Jesus' own command or mandate to the apostles to go forth and teach all nations. And this is really a perennial mission of the church, to teach the gospel of salvation, and to do this in the world, and this includes certainly in our culture today with several challenges, as you can imagine. Mm-hmm. You asked me about what the major challenges facing catechesis are today, and I think there are many, but I think we could sum up probably the greatest challenge is a cultural issue, the pervasive secularism and relativism of our culture, mm-hmm. which makes it more of a struggle these days, I think, to live the Christian faith in a way that is sometimes countercultural. And, you know, I think one of the issues with secularism is it leads to a sometimes a denial of the place of God in our lives, but more often an indifferentism, religious indifference. So I think that makes it a challenge for us to engage people in their faith, mm-hmm. to engage people in the to see the liberating power of the gospel of Christ and how beautiful it is to be a disciple of the Lord Jesus, how beautiful it is to be a Christian, how beautiful it is to be a Catholic. There's also materialism, you know, other values that compete with values of the gospel. I mentioned relativism as another current in society today, which is something that doesn't recognize objective good and evil. And of course, we come from a perspective that there are things that are objectively good that lead to our happiness, not only in this world, but eternal happiness. So that brings us to really the aim of catechesis is to bring people to know Christ, to develop a close relationship with God and with His church.
What are the chief qualities that you like to see in a catechist?
You know, a catechist is a teacher of the faith, and it's extremely important that we have good catechists, mm-hmm. that we have men and women who are able to share their faith in a way that is makes the faith attractive to people, in a way that's certainly faithful to the message that we're called to communicate to people, the teachings of the church, the teachings of the gospel. So we need men and women of strong faith who are also models of Christian virtue and models of the Christian life, because sometimes we teach with words, yes, but I think sometimes it's even more powerful when we teach by example, by our lives, our witness to the Catholic faith. So I think when we look for catechists, we want to find men and women who are truly men and women of faith, of love, who are in love with Christ and excited about their faith. And that kind of witness attracts others and speaks and teaches by itself. It's important that catechists have a good spiritual life, that they're living in a deep friendship with the person of the Lord Jesus, that they're active in their parishes in practicing their faith, and that they have the natural and the spiritual virtues that are so important to living the faith today.
Of course, when we talk about catechists, we think about teachers in our Catholic schools, teachers in our religious education programs. We think about youth ministers, but it actually begins in the home. What role do you see parents playing in the catechetical formation of our children?
I believe parents have the most important role to play, because they're really the most influential, usually the most influential people in the lives of their children. Mm-hmm. So the Church speaks of parents as the first catechists or the first teachers of their children in the ways of faith. And even the very beginning, when parents bring their children to be baptized, usually as infants, they accept the responsibility to bring up their children in the practice of the faith. Mm-hmm. And to see to it that the divine life that God gives them is kept safe from the poison of sin, and to grow always stronger in their hearts. We say those very words in the baptismal ceremony. And the Church's role is to help the parents in fulfilling that important responsibility of fostering their children's faith. So the Church really assists them in their role as catechists of their children. And there are many practical ways that parents can do this. Number one is a loving marriage is probably the best, atmosphere for catechesis in the faith. Their example of practicing the faith, of attending Sunday Mass, of going to confession, of praying together in the home, so the children see that God is not just peripheral to our life, but central to our life. So when they experience that, when children see their parents as committed disciples of Jesus, people who live their faith, who practice their faith, who have a life of prayer, that speaks volumes. And there's also the specific element of parents, reading Bible stories to their children, praying with them in the morning and at night before meals. Some families will pray the rosary together. There's all kinds of ways in which parents can exercise their catechetical mission.
In case you're just tuning in, you're listening to Catholic Forum. I'm Bob Krebs, and we're very honored this morning to have as our special guest Bishop Kevin Rhodes, the Bishop of the Catholic Diocese of Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Bishop Rhodes will be the keynote speaker at our Diocesan Catechetical Congress, which is taking place this coming Saturday at the Chase Center in Wilmington. Bishop Rhodes, what is the place of adult catechesis in the life of the Church?
Adult catechesis is receiving a lot more attention in recent years, and I think that's very good and very important, because we typically would think of catechesis of children. However, learning the faith and growing in maturity in our life in Christ is a lifelong process. And therefore, our study of the faith, our learning the truths of the faith, doesn't end with graduation from grade school or from high school. It certainly doesn't end when one receives the sacrament of confirmation. One's faith needs to be deepened throughout one's life. So adult catechesis is taking on a much more important place in the ministry of the Church. And it really is important. Also, it leads me to think about how conversion, an attitude of conversion to the Lord, is something continual. It's not just once and done. We can all grow in in the Christian life, in the process of being transformed in Christ, growing in faith, growing in hope, growing in charity, and all the other virtues. So I think that providing catechesis for adults is something that is important for all our parishes. Mm-hmm. And there's different ways, there are different means that that can be accomplished. Sometimes it can be formal classes, Bible studies or studies of the Catechism of the Catholic Church. Retreats are wonderful ways, or a day of recollection that adults can participate in. I'd like to see every Catholic adult in our country with a copy of the Catechism of the Catholic Church and the more recently published Adult Catechism, because, you know, there's so much richness in those texts that that can help deepen our knowledge of the faith. And many, many more adults are getting involved in this, which is really good. It's a whole part of the really what Pope John Paul called the new evangelization. And I think there's a hunger for it. I think a lot of adults of all ages, you know, young adults, middle-aged adults, elderly adults, senior citizens. I mean, catechesis is a lifetime process. And I just think that we have to make sure that we provide many opportunities for adults to grow in their knowledge of the faith and in their relationship with God.
In your experience, what are the catechetical needs of those who are new to our country, the new immigrants, especially those who speak Spanish as their primary language?
I could talk a lot about this. Most of my priestly ministry prior to becoming bishop was in Hispanic ministry, with the exception of the time that I was rector of Mount St. Mary's Seminary. I think it's very much similar tasks. We have the need for adult catechesis as well as catechesis for children and young people. Mm-hmm. But catechesis for other groups, especially newer immigrant groups, must take into account the language and the cultural situation. That we share the same faith, there's no question, but there are diverse expressions of that faith. And we have to have great respect for the diverse cultures. We have to ensure, for example, that the popular devotions that people bring with them from other countries are promoted. When you speak specifically about the Hispanic community, you know, our Hispanic immigrants, first generation, or and this goes on into the second generation often, come from a culture which is profoundly Catholic in the sense that there's a strong sense of community, there's a deep devotion to Mary, Mother of God, strong family, the importance of community, the idea of fiesta. All these are really Christian values that are brought because it's a culture that's very much been, I guess you can say, impregnated with the gospel. Mm-hmm. There's an evangelization of culture that took place in Latin America. So I really believe the immigrant presence among us, and we're speaking in as an example, the Hispanic immigrant community, is really a gift and a blessing to the Church of the United States in our efforts to evangelize culture. However, from some countries, some people will come who haven't had a lot of catechesis in the faith. We find that among some of our Hispanics, where even though they come from a very Catholic culture, their formal instruction in the faith sometimes has not been very extensive. So I find that when I worked in Hispanic communities in my parish where I was pastor, there was a great hunger for learning more about the faith. And we had a lot of small ecclesial communities where our Hispanic people would come together for prayer, for song, for Bible reading, for discussion, and we would also use the Catechism of the Catholic Church to learn some of the doctrines.
Mm-hmm.
So there are a lot of challenges, but I would call them joyful challenges.
Bishop Rhodes, we have about 60 seconds left. Give us just a quick preview of your keynote address coming up on Saturday at the Diocesan Catechetical Congress. What are some of the topics you're going to be talking about?
Well, the theme of the Congress is Live Jesus, which is a motto from St. Francis de Sales, who I understand is the patron saint of the Diocese of Wilmington.
He is.
And with that theme, Live Jesus, the main focus of my talk would be the Christocentric nature of catechesis. And what that means is that all catechesis has to have Christ at the center. Mm. And it's about not only teaching about Jesus and his message in the gospel and his life, death, and resurrection, but also not only touching or forming the mind, but the heart. Because in the end, it's about forming a relationship with a person. It's not just studying a list of doctrines or moral teachings. It's about a relationship, a real friendship, intimate communion with the God who became a man in Jesus Christ.
Bishop Kevin Rhodes, thanks so much for being with us this morning on Catholic Forum, and we look forward to seeing you on Saturday, October 27th, at the Diocese of Wilmington's Catechetical Congress.
Thank you very much, Bob. I look forward to seeing you, too.